Son of a gunslinger! Grace exclaimed, raising her bitten and bleeding palm to her mouth as the creature scampered away. Grace Pembleton had seen an abundance of strange things since moving to Witchwood, but today, on a sunny spring Thursday afternoon, she discovered just how painful the bite of a wolpertinger was. Nasty little creatures, those. She hissed and sucked the blood from the wound. "You okay there, Grace?" Wes asked from his back porch. Despite the 50-degree temperature, he wore athletic shorts and a tank top that showed off his gigantic arms, in stark contrast with her own jeans, sneakers, and heavy sweatshirt over a Henley. Even after months, she wasn't used to the chill of a Pennsylvania winter. She smacked her lips in an attempt to rid her mouth of the taste of iron. "Yeah, Dandy, thanks. That guy's got some teeth on him. I read once that the force needed to bite off a finger is the same it takes to bite a carrot." "Gee, thank you for that fact, Wes." Redness flooded his pale cheeks, and he backtracked. "Who taught you to curse? Or are you a fan of those John Wayne movies?" "Rosie keeps a swear jar, says we get too many kid visitors," she said. "Should have heard me before I moved here. Could have given a sailor a run for his money." "Aw, look at that. Witchwood has domesticated you," Wes teased. "And after all that talk of your grandpa's, they said it would never happen." "Yeah, well, my grandfather didn't know me at all." Didn't know of her stubborn streak, the determination to prove them all wrong. The pain in the web between her thumb and forefinger chipped away at her patience. Where did that darned wolpertinger run off to? "Do you need a towel or something?" Wes asked. "Maybe you should wash that off." This was meant to be a simple snatch and grab. She hadn't bothered to call the other two since Rosie had a paper due for her intro to psych class next week and Fee's band practice took up his afternoons, which between the bed and breakfast and the bar were his only free time. Really, she was doing them a favor by getting her hand mangled. Mangled was a strong word, and the bleeding had ebbed. She shook her head at Wes's offer. "I'll be fine, thanks," she said. "You didn't happen to see where it went, did you?" The fenced-in yard helped matters by keeping the wolpertinger confined, but that also meant it couldn't escape Wes's yard without assistance. It was a mystery as to how it got in the first place. He pointed to the far-left corner of the yard. "It scurried over by the vegetable garden," Wes said. Grace placed her hands on her hips and brushed loose strands of hair out of her face. She fished her grandfather's pocket watch from her jeans. It was made of steel, both dark and black, with visible gears in the middle. The inside was engraved with "Duty and Honor," a motto her father had taken as optional. 5:23. She'd need to hurry it up if she was going to make it to family game night. "Okay, new tactic. I'm going to get a cage from my car and see if I can lure it in with a carrot. Hares love carrots." "Good idea." Wes stuffed his hands in his pockets and shifted from one foot to the other. He most likely felt unsettled by the creature invading his yard without really understanding why. That was the way of Witchwood. The truth hung before its inhabitants, only to disappear like mist when they grasped for it. All its inhabitants save the proprietor of her family's bed and breakfast, that was. "I'll be right back." Grace let herself out through the gate, taking care that the tiny yet ferocious wolpertinger didn't follow her and tear chunks out of her ankles. She unlocked her car, a black hatchback named Choop, which she'd chosen long before becoming aware of the actual existence of the chupacabra. The night had involved Settlers of Catan and whiskey bonding shots, and ended in the death of her aspiration of owning a pet goat.